With that, I'd like to ask any joys, concerns, and praises you might have this morning. Ms. Debbie.
Yes, I'd like to, for everyone to pray for Tommy Aldridge. He's a retired firefighter. He recently had a heart attack, and I believe they're going to have to do open heart surgery on him.
Thank you, Lord. Hear our prayer this morning. Please, somebody else, I saw a hand back there. Jamie.
Craig and David did get up to Pennsylvania in one piece, so praise for that. Ruth is looking frail. Craig said it was very surprising how frail she looked and the difference in 2 months. His dad's looking good, doing well. So I'd like to lift Ruth up.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, Craig's parents, are they in Chambersburg or somewhere?
They are in Greencastle.
Greencastle, right, yeah. And they're in an assisted living facility. And Craig and David have gone up there to visit them. So, and you're all by yourself. So we need to keep you in prayer so you don't get in any trouble. Mother's home.
I'm enjoying the peace of
God. Oh! Anybody else this morning? Judy.
My niece, 16-year-old niece, Abby Marion, will have be having heart surgery next week. So just remember her as Holly.
Yeah. Holly? It was that Holly, yeah. You know. It was something she was born with or something in her heart or something.
She didn't know it until the end of the school year last year. She got with her, she would be real tired and she did her volleyball or cheering or whatever. And they found out she has a heart attack, but they're pretty sure they can get it fixed.
Down at the University of Florida, a chance. Hear our prayer this morning, Lord. Anybody else this morning?
We need to remember Tracy and Don.
Oh, yes. Tracy and Don Bittner, and keep them in prayer. That's for sure. They have a lot of challenges, too. Tracy is, her dad's been living with him for the last 15 years, and he's getting on the early stages of dementia himself, and it's really creating a lot of stress in their home, so we keep Don and Tracy in prayer. You don't have a prayer request?
continued prayer for brother-in-law, Steve Summer. He has prostate cancer. Continued prayers for work situations. It's just real tense.
Mm-hmm. It's a stressful world out there. Right?
Yeah.
Father, we thank and praise you for the gift of life, but it's life's complicated, life's challenging. And if you don't have a personal relationship with the Lord, it's kind of tough to handle all this stuff. And it's a mess. So thank you for sharing that. Mr. Travis, you got anything this morning?
I had a procedure this past week and I don't know that. Very great.
And you got a good report from the procedure?
I think so.
Oh, good. Even though the procedure wasn't fun, right?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, continued prayer for our family. Stan is real bad about holding grudges.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a little conversation yesterday about our little family situation, and he doesn't seem to be bending at all.
That's a human emotion that we all have struggle with, but and it's a cliche, but you know that you need to let go and let God. And the Lord says, "Vengeance is mine. Give it to me, and I'll take care of it." And there's a lot of freedom in that because if we forgive, we'll be forgiven. But it's not an easy thing to do. So we'll continue to pray for Stan.
His comment was, "Just leave it alone, let it go, and let's be done."
Anybody else this morning?